Happy Friday, everyone. I hope you've had a lovely week, and I also hope you have a lovely long weekend ahead, as it is the Easter weekend, slightly different for all of us this year, with not probably being able to do what we would normally do. And I thought it would be a great opportunity to spend the next 3 days, today, tomorrow, and Sunday, focusing in on creating a brand new self-care practice. So I left you alone for this week because I do 3 teachings a week, but wanted to do these consecutively and wanted to keep them for this weekend. So I do hope you enjoy them. So day one is today. And what I really like you to do is to look at what type of a self-care practice you have in place. So I always talk about the fact that self-care is actually a core belief as to whether you believe that you're deserving enough to really look after yourself, whether you like yourself enough to care about yourself. But we're moving away from that energy of it and now saying that, as let's imagine that we say, yes, well, I do believe it. I mightn't fully, you know, be in that space, but I want to do something now to show myself how I'm going to treat myself well. And that is what today is all about. So when you look at your current self-care practice, what does that entail? So when we're looking at practices, it's about whether we're eating right, sleeping right, drinking enough water, for example, exercise, and getting the basics right first. And then it's about how your thought processes are, how you mind your mental health, how you mind your physical health, and then doing things that you enjoy. You might be somebody who procrastinates a little bit or sabotages a little bit, or again, just struggles with really putting a lot of energy and time into you. So this can feel like, you know, a chore or work, something that you'll stick at the end of your to-do list, as I would hear from a lot of people. So this isn't about me saying, well, I think you should meditate, I think you should do this, I think you should do that. I really want you just today to figure out, when you look at what makes you feel good, what is that? When you do things, what makes you feel good? And do more of that. So what we're trying to discover today is those things that we know we absolutely will do. Because if something feels like it's on a to-do list, it won't form part of your self-care practice because you'll be forcing yourself to do it. And I don't like that. I want it to be a more gentle energy, but something you will do because there will be a sense of enjoyment behind it. So what is your current self-care practice at the moment? And if none at all, that's fine. But write it down, whatever it is. And then what things make you feel good that you would like to bring into your self-care practice more. That's all for today. I'm not going to get you to do anything with it. Just think about that, but I would ask you to write that down and journal on it. And I look forward to connecting with you for tomorrow for day 2, as we'll move this along even more. Have a wonderful Friday.